Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in Moscow today with a blunt message. Russia is on the wrong side of Syria.
I hope that what the Russian government concludes is that they have aligned themselves with an unreliable partner. Russia has really aligned itself with the Assad regime, the Iranians, and Hezbollah.
That's Tillerson speaking in Italy before he left the G7 meeting. Before he arrived in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin made some comments of his own. He told reporters that Russia wants the UN to investigate last week's chemical attack in Syria, which the U.S. blames on Syria and Russia, and which prompted the U.S. to attack a Syrian airbase with Tomahawk cruise missiles. Michelle Kellerman is NPR's diplomatic correspondent. She's in Washington following all of this. And Michelle, what do you make, first of all, of Tillerson's comments, which come just a day before he meets with the Russian foreign minister?
That's right. Well, he's trying now to do what the Obama administration tried and failed to do. And you know, Jeremy, the Trump administration has really done an about-face on all this. It wasn't very long ago that Tillerson and others were saying the U.S. priority in Syria was to fight ISIS and not Assad.
Right.
They were saying Assad's fate is something that could be put off for a while. And now, as you heard, the message is, you know, Russia, look, Assad's not a reliable partner. He's making the Russians look incompetent because he's using chemical weapons that Syria was supposed to get rid of under a 2013 deal. So it's time to break with them.
And what do you make of what Vladimir Putin had to say today? He wants an investigation into the Syrian chemical attack, but also said this is all set up to blame Russia.
That's right. I mean, he's clearly not buying into this logic. He told reporters today that we should all remember what happened in Iraq, that the U.S. accused Iraq of having weapons of mass destruction and then ended up destroying the country. And he also claimed that his intelligence services believe that there are plans underway to plant more chemicals, possibly near Damascus, to justify more strikes there. So he's trying to discredit Tillerson and the Trump administration.
So kind of a tough relationship here between the two countries as this meeting tomorrow between Tillerson and Sergey Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, is about to take place.
And it feels kind of like Groundhog Day, to be honest. But, you know, it's worth going back to that 2013 deal to rid Syria of its chemical weapons stockpile, its declared chemical weapons stockpile. At the time, it was Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, and they came away with totally different narratives. You know, the U.S. saw it as a sign that Russia is willing to put pressure on Assad when needed, and the Russians saw it as a sign that the U.S. Was finally recognizing that if you want to get something done in Syria, you have to work with the Assad government.
Let's talk about Rex Tillerson, because he's someone who knows Russia from his days as CEO of ExxonMobil. He's done business there. He was even given the Russian Order of Friendship Award in 2013. How does he fit in as we prepare for these talks?
It's a big test for him because, you know, he's used to coming to Moscow with a lot of leverage. The Russians were interested in doing deals about that. This time, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot to work with. And, you know, we have to remember that the idea originally was we come into this meeting with a plan to work with Russia to fight ISIS in Syria and to push the other issues aside. But now all these other issues are creeping up. Tillerson also had to apparently call the Ukrainian president's office to assure them that there's not going to be kind of a package deal that, you know, we'll look the other way on Ukraine if Russia cooperates on Syria. That's off the table. So no sort of grand bargain here.
But you're saying that he had more leverage as the CEO of ExxonMobil visiting Russia than he does as the Secretary of State?
Well, certainly he had something they were interested in. And this time around, this is going to be a huge diplomatic test for him.
Hmm. Let's listen to one more clip from Tillerson speaking in Italy today.
It's clear to all of us that the reign of the Assad family is coming to an end. But the question of how that ends and the transition itself could be very important to the stability inside of a unified Syria and its stability and durability of the outcome going forward.
Michelle, are we learning anything more about what the administration actually wants to do about Assad? Because we are hearing comments like that, but also some comments that make it sound like they are going to leave it up to the Syrian people.
Well, you know, the UN Special Envoy has been struggling for years to get these negotiations underway to get a transitional government for Syria. And Stephane de Mistura, the envoy, is in Washington making the rounds. And that's going to be part of this discussion. Opposition negotiators are hoping that the U.S. missile strikes will give them a boost and a little bit more leverage with the Assad regime.
That's NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman in Washington. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.